Guten Abend. Jetzt gibt es Type Radio. Type Radio.
We are here at the Design Mai in Berlin, and we are 25 students from Halle, from Potsdam, and from Offenbach, and
Weimar.
From Germany, from Weimar.
Weimar.
And we thought it would be very interesting to ask you 21
Your
yes
questions.
Or no questions. Let's just get started.
Shall we? Just a second. Do we answer at the same time, or just like one at a time?
Both to every question.
Okay. So you go first.
Okay. I won't be influenced by the answer.
right. You always pick my answers.
So most of the students are from Halle, and one question was, do you know where Halle is?
No.
Yeah, in Germany.
Cool. All right. So just the next question.
That was a trick question.
It's 1-0.
Does your neighbor like you?
Well, I just got a new neighbor, and I like him, but I don't know if he likes me. So, I really can't tell.
Yes.
Have you cheated your partner?
No, never.
No.
Do you have a pet?
Yes, I have two cats. And now we have like little frogs, you know, the frogfish. Like I picked some out of the river where my ship is in, and I got just a little bit. And now there's like 200 in an aquarium. So I have 202 pets.
What?
No.
Do you have problems with doing the washing up in the office?
Well, my office is in my home, and I have a washing machine. So no.
Yes.
First yes. Do you like the Rotes?
The what?
Rotes?
The Fun type? Family by Otel Eichern. It's very famous in Germany.
Yeah, well, I would never use it, but it's okay. It's okay.
No.
Do you feel old?
Today, yes, but on average, no.
No. Do you think we look old?
No.
No. Good
answer. You also do not sound old.
Yeah.
Now a question, it's not really yes, no, but kind of. To which country did you give your vote at the Eurovision Song Contest?
We didn't get to see it because we were working and going out. So. I found out this morning that Finland won, like the with the masks, the people. So
right.
I think I would have voted for them.
Yeah. Not for Germany, I'm very sorry, but that lady, Finland was definitely
the most original.
Yeah.
So we're right into singing. Do you like to sing us a song?
Sing us a song? No.
No.
Come on.
No, we've got Mike for that.
Yeah, we can ask Mike later to sing us a song.
Yeah.
Okay. He will do that.
That's an idea. Now an underwear question. Do you change your underwear daily?
Yes.
Never.
All right.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Are you afraid of life?
No.
Nope.
Did you ever try to design Chinese type?
No.
Well, I think there's about 8,000 signs, characters
about,
in there, so...
Some people say 25,000.
Depends on... They have like 7 different kinds of scripts, so I know. So, I think like the 26 letters in the Latin alphabet are more than enough, so...
Except
okay. Would you do a type workshop in China?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, here's the contract.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
I'd love to go to China. I really want to go to China. I want to see China. Yeah, very much. Yes.
Do you sometimes have nightmares about typography?
Not yet. Not yet.
No.
Only, no.
So type doesn't appear in your dreams?
No.
Design does. But design? When I'm working on stuff, it's sort of like I dream solutions. And I wake up at night and sort of... I always feel like I have to get a notebook beside my bed and want to leave it.
Are that nightmares or...?
No, just dreams. I dream like when I'm working on design, I have this problem and I go to bed with it and I wake up like I have the solution in my head. And it had to be dreamy because it's just sort of continuous thinking also in your sleep. Mm-hmm. And I always like feel I have to get a little book beside my bed to write it down, but I never do. And I still, when the idea is forgotten over my sleep, then it's just not a good idea enough. That's just my philosophy towards that.
Okay, it's a good idea as a present for you. A
book. I dream more of type designers. There are some very good looking type designers.
Okay, can we name them? Maybe we can make a top three?
Top three, definitely.
Oh, that's easy.
Can I give them away?
Yeah. Number one, Petter van Blokland. Number two,
Tobias
Frere Jones. It's like very close to Lucas de Groot, which is number three.
Yeah. Top.
Okay.
Top type designer.
She has a type lover in every city.
Yeah. So he's our teacher in Potsdam, so.
Which one?
Lucas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tell him.
Yeah.
She's got a big crush on
him. Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. If you're stressed in a job, you have. I sometimes have nightmares when I'm stressed, really, by work I have to do. So it's that, and it comes through in my dreams. So, but I'm not haunted by like big E's or capital A's. Do you have also nightmares if a job really stresses you?
No, I scream at my wife.
I drink.
Okay, I have another question. Do you think type design makes you less attractive to men or women?
It doesn't really affect it. I'm loved by them anyway.
I mean, I'm not a type designer. Yeah. I'm not a type designer,
okay.
So.
Yeah. But what do you think about the people who want to become type designers? Should they do that or will they become lonely?
Does it make them ugly?
Wow.
Does it make them ugly? Well, we just named the top three good-looking typists, so I don't think that's a problem.
Well, that doesn't mean that they are looking good. Yeah. Just
no, I think go for it, if that's what you like to do.
Yeah, and I mean, I think like every design problem deserves its own solution. So if that one of the solution is like designing a typeface for it, go ahead, do it. If you really want to design type for type's sake, just for making type, then you have to realize you're designing stuff for somebody else. I don't do that. I design type, but I just think that I need something and then I design it. So, but whatever solution you need, just go for it.
That wasn't a yes or no answer, right?
Well, I thought we left that right in the first question.
I have another yes/no question. Okay. It's another underwear question. Do you visit the unisex sauna?
No.
Yes?
No way. Never.
That's interesting.
Ever. No.
So the unisex sauna is only visited by
men. We should go together one as an ethical sort of therapy.
I don't share my parts.
I don't share my bodily functions.
So I have a question, maybe it's 2 years too late, but is your penis larger than Stefan Sagmeister's?
No. No way. No,
mine either.
No.
Okay. Not after the operation.
Do you like to be on a lonely island with Jürgen Siebert?
Not particularly, no. He's a nice guy, but I mean, being on an island with him is like...
Is there a type designer you would take with you?
Well, I just named the top three, so...
Okay.
Akin.
No.
He brings some
beer? Crazy. After a week, I kill him. There's a friend who lives in Berlin here called Kritzler, and he's working for Die Gestalten and also has Fons at Fonshop, and he's a very dear friend of mine, so With him, I would last a long time and we'd be happy on the island. So Kvitsler would be my choice.
And if you have to take a typeface?
A typeface?
Just
what?
One.
What can you do on an island with a typeface? I mean, I'd rather have like a hunting knife or something like that.
I'd take Mrs. Eves.
Okay.
Mrs. Eves.
Or Rockwell.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I have nothing one question left.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm
okay, fine. The last question. Do you know the color of your toothbrush?
Yes.
Yes?
Okay, what is it?
Blue?
Black.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Typeradio.org